Since taking office, Pennsylvania's Governor Tom Corbett has prided himself on getting state budgets done on time. He's having a tough time meeting that goal this year. Today is the deadline. Corbett and a not-on-the-same-page legislature will have to hustle to agree on a new fiscal roadmap by midnight. Meanwhile, over in Trenton, discord also reigns at the deadline. Democratic lawmakers have sent a spit-in-your-eye budget to Republican Governor Chris Christie. Using his line-item veto, Christie will wield a heavy red pencil on the spreadsheets the cranky Democrats have sent him. In neither case would a missed deadline be fatal, just embarrassing. But the budget fights on the banks of the Susquehanna and the Delaware are significant. They signal the end of an era. A political vogue has run its course and is collapsing in exhaustion. It's the fetish of the no new taxes pledge. For a long time, that pledge could be fulfilled by reliance on an unholy trinity: layoffs, gaming, and gimmicks. But the jig is up. As job and GDP numbers demonstrate, all the layoffs and service cuts tend to harm growth, not fuel it, and tax revenues lag as a result. Gaming has reached saturation levels, and the list of one-shot gimmicks is dwindling. The No New Taxes pledge was always, if you think about it, nonsensical. Politicians like to claim they'll run government as a business. That line has many logical flaws. Have you ever known a business to promise its customers that it would never, no matter the circumstances, no matter how much time passes, raise any of its prices? That way of doing business is a good way to end up with a going out of business sign on the door. If product quality erodes and customer service collapses, it's no solution to tell angry customers, "Hey, we haven't raised our prices since 1999. Across the nation, the no-tax fetish has caused bridges to crumble, class sizes to swell, public health to decline, and innovation to languish. These messes are more easily addressed than politicians hamstrung by no-tax pledges make them out to be, and voters are figuring that out. In Corbett's case, if polls are right, his refusal to tax out-of-state drilling companies to find money to keep teachers in the classroom will cost him this fall's election. Which is why, before the holiday fireworks go off, we might just see Pennsylvania pass that drilling tax several years too late. I'm Chris Cetullo.